At Oldham College's Green Technology Centre, Ed Davey was meeting businessmen who've chosen to get involved with the college to help run training schemes about green technologies that we're all going to have to become familiar with. As fuel bills rise, improved insulation technologies will help everyone and also provide new business opportunities. He said he was impressed with the way everyone was working together.
It's a very impressive, comprehensive approach that the local authorities across Greater Manchester are taking, and I'm keen that my department in Whitehill, Department of Energy and Climate Change, works with those local authorities to make it happen.
Oldham College developed the centre in the belief that new technologies could be a key to Oldham's economic regeneration. The college's principal and chief executive, Alan Williams, says they want to lead the way in training and education in this sector.
We know that low-carbon technology is being introduced in a whole range of ways, and that's demanding new skills and new forms of education and training. So working with employers and companies, we've carefully worked out what kind of kit and equipment we need to install so that people can come and learn on it in a real life situation in the college, and we've started to develop the array of courses that we think this sector is starting to demand.
Ed Davey's day had begun earlier in Manchester, where he visited developments using the latest energy-saving techniques, including Manchester Town Hall's redevelopment and the new Co-op headquarters in the city centre. There he signed an agreement with Sir Richard Leese, which will bring millions to Greater Manchester as part of the Low Carbon Hub, a series of initiatives to reduce carbon emissions and working with the universities to bring jobs to the region.
We have an implementation plan, which is about how we reduce carbon emissions, how we become more fuel efficient, how we generate energy in different ways, how we move it around Greater Manchester in different ways, how we support research in order to find new ways of doing that through our universities, how we address fuel poverty, how we create supply chains so that it's Greater Manchester people getting the contracts, getting the work in order to do all these sorts of things.
Oldham's energy switching cooperative has now been taken up by the other nine Greater Manchester authorities. Sign up to the scheme and sheer weight of numbers will mean better bargaining power with utility companies and so reduce your gas and electricity bills. Housing associations and businesses are joining, and Oldham's chief executive, Charlie Parker, says schemes like that bring home the real benefit of low-carbon initiatives.
If we can get 50,000 people in Oldham and Greater Manchester to get cheaper energy bills of £100 to £200 a year, right the way through to many million-pound investments in sites which will create jobs, be it direct or indirect, in Greater Manchester in low-carbon businesses, that's our range. So we take big issues right down to consumer issues.